From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Hopes for a quick vote on legislation to keep the U.S. government operating beyond midnight hit a snag on Thursday when Republican Senator Rand Paul put a roadblock to voting because he first wanted debate on his amendment to kill the measure's increased federal spending.
But really, who's to blame? Both parties. We have a 700-page bill that no one has read that was printed at midnight. No one will read this bill. Nothing will be reformed. The waste will continue, and government will keep taking your money irresponsibly and adding to a $20 trillion debt.
That's Senator Rand Paul speaking on the Senate floor. Stocks plunged again Thursday, and for the second time in 4 days, the Dow Jones Industrial Average sank more than 1,000 points. It's the fifth loss in 6 days. The Dow and Standard & Poor's 500 have dropped 10%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1,032 points. And U.S. military officials say coalition airstrikes in northern Syria killed about 1,000 pro-government fighters who were part of an attack on U.S.-backed opposition forces. The U.S.-led coalition says the pro-government fighters carried out an unprovoked attack against well-established Syrian Democratic Forces headquarters. For more on this story and the U.S. government shutdown, if that happens, follow us